back to Braveheart Talks and the third installment of She Is Me. I want to ask you a question. Do you ever feel like you're the one who's always building the bridges? Like you're the peacemaker or the one who can't stand the bad atmosphere in the home, so you're always the one who's intentional on making it right? Well, the Bible tells us not to grow weary in doing good. And it also reminds us that we are to strive to be the peacemakers. But how many know we can all get tired and we can easily feel worn out when it feels like we're the only ones who ever seem to be making amends? Today, I want us to have a quick look at the life of Abigail. She literally was that woman, the peacemaker. The Bible describes how Abigail was beautiful in appearance. It also says that she was discerning, humble, and kind-spirited. Abigail was married to a man named Nabal, and you can read about their story in 1 Samuel. Scripture describes Nabal as being wealthy but cruel. He was an unkind and mean-spirited man. How many know that that makes for a difficult marriage right there? I could imagine Abigail to be constantly overcompensating for Nabal's rudeness. She would come up with excuses as to why they couldn't go to the party. She'd be the one that even though she wanted to go to the party, she knew that Nabal wouldn't be bothered socializing. She would be the one to make excuses for him when he was rash and outspoken over evening dinners. She would be embarrassed about how wealthy their lifestyle was and yet how poorly he paid his farmhands and his workers. Abigail had compensated and made excuses for Nabal their whole married life. Once King David and his men had been passing by a field that Nabal owned, and because this field was a little further out of town, a bit more in the wilderness, they spent the night surrounding Nabal's shepherds and protecting his flocks from raiders and bandits. Essentially, they were providing an unrequested but valuable security service for the night. Now, sometimes later during the festive sheep shearing season, David sent 10 men to politely ask Nabal to return the favor as they were in need of some food and water and provision for his army. Nabal harshly refused the request, insulting David and his men. David was enraged, as you would be, and he set out with over 400 men intending to kill Nabal and all of his household, whether they were workers, servants, or family. But Abigail heard about this, and she intervened like she always had done. She knew this was going to need more than words of apology, that this was going to need an active kind of kindness, an outward demonstration to speak into the situation. She had to do something to seek forgiveness on behalf of her foolish husband, something that would cause David not to take vengeance on her household. Even though she herself had done no wrong, she stood in the gap for the sake of keeping the peace. Abigail intervened. She brought food in abundance loaded onto donkeys to David and his men. And then she got on her knees before David and repented for her husband's wicked ways. Although the Bible tells us that Abigail was beautiful in appearance, it wouldn't have been enough for her to flutter her eyelashes or to flick her hair in this situation. She had to find something deep inside herself. Something we've all been given by God, and that is the strength to stand in the face of adversity and to walk with a discerning spirit and be the pursuer of peace. It wasn't just her words alone that made a difference, but it was her actions, demonstrating humility and generosity, even though the offense had not been caused by her. I just want you to think about this in your own situation. Think about it in your own family unit. God wants us to be the Abigails in our world. That might mean you have to give the apology for the upset you did not cause. That might mean you have to build the bridge for the sake of restoring the relationship. Maybe you have to offer up some sort of practical peace offering. And that can look different for all of us. For some, it might mean that you're going to cook someone a meal or take it round to their house. Maybe buy someone a Starbucks voucher. Just send them a coffee on you. Write them a card. Just some way of showing active kindness. Whatever that may look like for you. Abigail did not major on whose fault it was. She didn't play the victim card of, it wasn't me, it was him again. She wasn't focused on who was wrong and who was right. She just pursued in making what was wrong right. My encouragement for you today is never grow weary in doing good. God sees your inner Abigail, even when nobody else even notices what you do or the lengths that you went to put a wrong right. You continue to be the atmosphere setter in your home. Every day you choose to wear the garments of humility so that the God of all possibility can work in you and through you today. You know, there is a beautiful end to this story. Abigail not only won the favor of David, but she also won the heart of David. And over time, Nabal's evil, twisted ways caused him to literally have a heart attack and eventually die. And the story unfolds that David took Abigail to be his wife. Never could Abigail have ever imagined that her life would take such a turn for good simply because of her wise words and her kind actions. And my take-home point from this story is this. Don't become bitter doing the right thing. Don't become frustrated because you are the peacemaker. But go out of your way to build bridges and make amends with whoever and whenever the occasion arises, because not only does God see you, but his heart is drawn to you, and he will do immeasurably more than you could ask, think, or imagine for you in your lifetime when you are the peacemaker, bridge builder, and the Abigail to your world. Well, thank you for tuning in today. I hope you've enjoyed this episode of Braveheart Talks. Please like, share, and subscribe to this podcast. And don't forget that Conference 2026 is only a short time away. So head over to our bio and secure your tickets today.